Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Ranch Dispersal Auction, October 28th. Located 4 miles east of Shawnee, Oklahoma, this 823-acre ranch features sale barn, two homes, shop, and 50 equipment lots with skid steer, trucks, trailers, implements, chutes, pens, panels, feeders, welders, tools, and more. Auction is October 28th at 3 p.m. sharp. Visit cj-auctions.com or call 918-550-8118. That's cj-auctions.com or call 918-550-8118. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, cash cattle trade has been generally limited at this point, with a few deals reported on a live basis in Nebraska and Kansas. They're looking at about $109, generally a dollar lower than what we saw a week ago. The Cargill plant is back online this week, and it's likely that a light to moderate boost will be seen in southern live cash cattle prices, based more on taking out the discount put into the market last week than a strong underlying shift higher. The midweek futures rally and continued support in beef values during the week would suggest that feeders would become even more reluctant to accept anything steady to lower, but the increased offerings of cattle on show lists this week may limit packer interest. The hog futures have continued to move in the opposite direction of the live cattle futures, with strong underlying pressure holding in most contracts. Although December futures were able to etch out a narrow gain in late day trade yesterday, the triple-digit losses in other nearby contracts continues to bring the reality back to the aggressive supply issues facing the hog complex. Now, moving on to the grains, mixed wheat markets with Chicago lower, Kansas City on the other side of unchanged, and Minneapolis posting solid overnight gains. Not much new to the wheat market as traders continue to monitor weather in the Canadian prairies for harvest, the U.S. southern plains for planting, and the southern hemisphere for head filling. Winter wheat planting is near average pace, according to the USDA, but those estimates can be subjective based on the pace of soybean harvest, acres intended to be seeded, and the state of emergence as reported from the road. Overnight gains in corn as the December contract attempts to add to the reversal seen yesterday, actually ending with a doji. Now, a doji occurs when the opening and closing prices are identical, signaling indecision by the trade and often occurring at turning points in trend. Light gains in soybeans as the November contract tried to rally away from the near doji close posted yesterday. The general flagging or pennant action continues with an overall coiling pattern seen heading into the option expiration Friday and delivery next week. We're going to check those futures right after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
On the futures, December live cattle was up 155 yesterday, 115.25. February up 132 at 120.42. November feeder cattle up 125, 144.75. January up 140, 141.20. December hogs up 32 cents, 65.82. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December was up 2 cents, 423 and a quarter. March up 2 and a quarter, 437. Chicago wheat, December up 2 and 3 quarters at 520 and 3 quarters. March up 1 and 3 quarters at 526. December corn down a quarter penny, 387 and three quarters. March down a quarter penny, 399 and three quarters. November soybeans down a quarter penny, 933 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.